Boys, he said solemnly, it is a great thing we are undertaking this day. Our government has entrusted to us the safe carrying and delivery of its mails. I have only this to say to you. Come what may, the mail must go through. In my hat, I am placing a slip of paper for each of you. Upon one of the slips, I have marked a cross in pencil. He who draws the cross shall carry the first pouch. Draw! Eagerly they crowded around him and drew. I've got it! Yelled Johnny Fry joyfully. One after another, his fellows stepped up to shake his hand and wish him luck in spite of their own disappointment. Now, for the horse that shall bear you, said Majors, you shall have your pick from the corral. William! Out from the corner where he had been an interested listener, William Saunders, a sturdy boy of 16, approached his employer. His blue eyes glowed with excitement. Through his veins, the blood was racing madly with a thrill of knowing that he had a part, small as it was, in this great day. He held his head high. He had been employed by Russell, Majors, and Waddle to take charge of the horses kept ready for the riders of the Pony Express between St. Joseph and the first relay station on the long trail westward. William, Majors ordered. Take Johnny Fry to the corral and let him look over the ponies. You will see that the one he chooses is properly groomed, saddled, and bridled, and is on hand at the railroad station when the train from the east arrives.